Cubanismo is a 16-piece band that includes both expatriates and Cuban residents. The group's two CDs have been popular outside the core Latin audience. Cubanismo recently played several club dates in the United States. Milo Miles attended one of those performances and has this review.
Trumpeter Jesus Alemany has some kind of ear. First, he spends more than a dozen years in Sierra Maestra, the most subtly progressive yet folkloric Cuban band of the 1980s. Then Alemany went out on his own in 1995 and cherry-picked players for a big band he calls Cubanismo. Although the group's debut CD was a hit by world music standards, it sounded a bit tentative to me. But Cubanismo's new album, Malembe, and a performance I saw on May 4th at the Roxy in Boston, provided torrents of music. This is why American audiences flocked to Cuban bands for decades before Castro. Like Sierra Maestra, Cubanismo sounds light, with quick-changing arrangements that nevertheless have lots of sinew and dense little jam sessions. Singer Rojitas is a star in Cuba, and his style is brawny but not overwhelming. He fits in doing rhythm-boosting chants as well as floating over the beats in his featured numbers. Tata Guinness is a masterfully calm conga player who shows how to relax behind hard licks. But the unassuming hero of Cubanismo is pianist Alfredo Rodriguez. He fled the island in 1960, and it seems he listened to lots of Thelonious Monk and Horace Silver during his stay in the United States. But his idiom is his own. Again and again at the Roxy, his solo spots would turn a tune around a dramatic corner of rhythm. And not only that, his solo album, called Cuba Linda, outshines either of the Cubanismo releases. Cuba Linda is that rarest of items, a session where the musicality of percussion instruments glows. The piano is simply the most eloquently tuned beater. The sheer nimble heft of Cubanismo is a crowd-pleaser, though. You get rumbas that build from polyrhythmic skeletons to flesh-jiggle full-band blowouts and back again. And Malembe even features a resplendent slow danzón, Daulena. You want to follow this band's moves because they never run out of new ones. Let this be a preview of Cuban jams after communism.
Myla Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge.